Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Bob with you this morning on this Monday morning. Time now to find out what's going on at our Alamogordo Center of Commerce. We made it, Michelle Gill, through the month of May. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bob. Isn't it crazy to think that we're already in the fourth week of May?
It really is.
I guess it would be the fourth week.
May's
a long month. Yeah.
I got an email from one of the third grade teachers over at Tularosa over the weekend, and she was saying, Bob, I can't believe it. You know, it's the end of the school year is this week.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, this has been a busy time for us. I know that we might have a little bit of a break this week, but we're coming off a busy month of May with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
Absolutely. Time just seems to be flying right past us. May was a very busy month, and we're rolling into June, and June is actually going to be even busier than May for us here at the Center of Commerce. Towards the end of June, we have our keynote speaker coming up on June 24th. Lieutenant Colonel Waldo Waldman will be providing a great keynote banquet speaker on June 24th up at the Taze Center. We're wrapping up with our Alamogordo Center of Commerce board elections. The last day to get that ballot in is on Friday, May 26th. And so if you haven't gotten that ballot in with your choices for the upcoming board of directors here at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, and if you are a Center of Commerce member in good standings, I really encourage you to get that ballot in. If you didn't receive your ballot for some reason, please give me a call, and we'll figure out why you didn't receive it, and I'll make sure to get you one before the end of the week.
That's makes pretty simple for sure. I know I got my ballot all in and everything else, so we're set to go there. Well, we're talking about the banquet coming up on June the 24th, and that's going to be here before we know it. Let's find out more about our annual Center of Commerce banquet on June 24th. Right now, let's hear from our guest speaker.
Hi, it's Colonel Waldo Waldman, the wingman, Hall of Fame keynote speaker, executive coach, and author of the national bestseller, Never Fly Solo. And I wanted to let you know that I'm excited to be your wingman on Saturday, 24 June, at the Taze Center in Alamogordo, Otero County, home of Holloman Air Force Base, as the keynote speaker for the annual Alamogordo Center of Commerce banquet. I'll share some of the leadership strategies I learned as a combat-decorated fighter pilot and executive coach, and how you, as Top Gun community members and business leaders, can adapt to change, lead with courage, and build cultures of collaboration and trust. This conference is going to be super high energy and an awesome opportunity for you to network and engage with others who are committed to growth and excellence, just like you. So pack your flight gear and get ready to push it up in Alamogordo. And if you'd like to learn about me before the mission, check out yourwingman.com or find me on social media at Waldo Waldman. I look forward to flying with you.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, that really, really sounds exciting. It's going to be another one of those motivational evenings. When you get out of there, you're going to have to go back home before you go to bed and wind down for about 5 hours and then go to bed.
Well, you know, Bob, that's our hope. That really is what we would like to see happen with this event. It's going to be a great one, and we're always so excited to bring these keynote speakers to the area. It's important to come together as a community and learn how to work in unison for the betterment of our community. And so we're very excited to be bringing this event to Alamogordo, and tickets are selling quickly. We always sell these out, and so I would encourage you to head on over to our website and purchase your tickets. Individual tickets can be purchased for $50. We do still have tables available for your business and your employees. You can find all of that information at alamogordo.com. And if you have some issues with the website, sometimes people do, or maybe they have forgotten their login information that they've used in the past for our database. If that is the case, please give us a call. And myself or Cammie would be more than happy to help you get those tickets secured, because this is definitely an event that you're not going to want to miss.
You know, I drive by the Alamogordo Center of Commerce quite a bit, and I see your vehicle there, Cammie's vehicle there. I see that big white truck driven by G.B. Oliver there as well. It seems to me like he might be spending more time at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
You know, Bob, he is. G.B. is feeling very well, and he has gotten good reports from the surgeon and the cardiologist. And we have been lucky enough to be spending some extra time with GB again. He still is here on a part-time basis. But as time moves on and he is able to hang around longer at the office, he definitely does so. It's really been great to have him back in the office with us. And we're looking forward to finishing out this year at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce very strong. And I'm glad that we'll be doing that with GB here at the office with us.
You know, when I came by there about a week and a half ago and talked to you and GB, GB was in his office where you were, and GB just seemed to be pumped up, energized. He didn't even act like he had any surgery. I mean, he was jumping to go.
You know, he says his joke, and of course, you know, GB's always got a joke. And he says that he feels better than he has in 10 years, and he recommends this surgery to everyone.
Wait a minute. I've been there, done that. I don't want to do it again, GB, if you're listening.
He says the first 2 or 3 weeks are pretty rough, but once you get past those 3 weeks, you'll feel better than ever.
Yeah.
I myself am going to pass on that a bit of advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, after I had my surgery, it was the holding the pillow close to your chest and laughing or coughing that gave you the pains at that particular time.
Yes. That's what he says. Right now, his are sneezes. He
right.
says when he's got a sneeze, his soul just about leaves his body.
And I think that is just about right as well. Well, we've got a lot coming up. We talked about the banquet on June 24th. Get your tickets now at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce or go to their website. Also, as we step into the month of June, of course, besides the banquet, we're going into June, July, and then it'll be August, and kids will be back to school. So this looks like, well, it's going to be a busy summer for all of us around Alamogordo.
It really is. And I know that we've had a lot of phone calls about the 4th of July parade, and we will be moving forward with that parade. It will take place on July 4th. And it will be at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am currently working on a theme. If anybody has any ideas that's listening this morning out there for themes for our 4th of July parade, reach out to us and let us know what you're thinking. You know, when you've, I've been here almost 9 years now, and so I've had a lot of parades in my time, and you sometimes run out of ideas, or you think of one that you really like, and you're like, wait, we already did that one. So no wonder I like it. But keep that in mind. We'll be getting paperwork circulated for that. We will be tightening restrictions just in order to keep everyone safe. And we will be talking more about those here in the very near future. And the good news is, though, that we will be having a 4th of July parade on July 4th at 10 a.m.
And we will be there live and local like always.
I certainly hope so. I'm not sure that I could do a parade without you.
Oh, yeah, you could. Hey, I think I might have sent you something, but I was thinking about parade titles and everything else, and it reminded me of a Toby Keith song, Made in America.
Yeah, I saw that email come in over the weekend. You know, that is actually one of the themes that we're kicking around. So they always say great minds think alike, and you sending that text message just made me realize that maybe that's the one we should go with. So, like I said, we'll be getting that information out, and it's going to be a fun time. It's always hot on July 4th, so please stay hydrated. I know that people like to start lining up early so that they can get their favorite parade watching spot. Just keep in mind that the 4th of July parade is much different than, say, the Christmas parade because of the fact that it is right in the middle of the day. And there's also not as many attendees at the 4th of July parade, so you might not need to get there quite as early as you would, for instance, for the Christmas parade. And if you're a little older or if you have young ones, maybe send one of your family members down and, you know, reserve that spot. Take two vehicles if you have that luxury and save your spot with one of them and go on back home and get under your air conditioning and get hydrated and then come out as it gets closer to time for the event. Safety is always our number one priority, and it's important to for these daytime events to stay hydrated and keep yourself and your kiddos safe. So we're going to be pushing that a lot this year. And as I mentioned, we are tightening our safety measures, and that information will be coming out as well. But don't underestimate the heat here in the desert Southwest. I mean, even last year, Bob, the heat got to you and I. I think we both had to take a little break. And,
yes, we did.
Yeah, so it's just important to be mindful of those things. But we are very excited, and stay tuned for more information.
Well, let's see, because we're talking about maybe Made in America, I'm going to go back to my days on my mom and dad's farm in Michigan. If I weren't doing the parade live and local, I'd build a float. And on that float, I'd build an outhouse made out of old wood, squeaky door, quarter moon cut in the door so you could take a peek outside. That's what I would probably do.
That is not the answer I thought I was going to get, Bob. Not sure what I was expecting, but an outhouse definitely wasn't it.
All right, Michelle. What else we've got this morning? I know you have an appointment coming up here in just a couple of minutes. What else
do you
have this morning?
Yeah, keep in mind that we have been very busy this month with Lunch and Learns. And we have another Lunch and Learn tomorrow, hosted by Trish Livingston with Small Business Development Center.
Right.
She is, this is the either the third or the fourth of her Lunch and Learns series that are talking about the importance of having a footprint on Google with your business. And we all know how important those Google reviews are, how important it is to keep your hours of operation current on Google. And Trish has just been doing a phenomenal job with these lunch and learns. This one starts tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Wednesday, the 24th. The 24th at noon, bring your lunch, and Trisha will have great information for you. We also had a lunch and learn last week with TDS, and it just, you know, our conference room is back to being a very busy place, and it's exciting. We're happy to be able to provide that space for our members, but there really is always something going on down here.
Boy, is it busy time for sure. Now, we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up, like you mentioned, and everything else. Does the chamber have anything going on this Memorial Day weekend, or does the staff at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce get Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off?
We do not have anything going on this weekend. We will be closed on Monday, but the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce has been working very, very hard on their Mayfair event.
Right.
And I do believe that that is this weekend, correct, Bob?
That is Saturday. It's from 10 o'clock until 5 on Saturday and 10 o'clock until 4 on Sunday. And I'll be up there Saturday starting at about 9:30, live and local.
Absolutely. You know, we've always worked very closely with the Cloudcroft Center Chamber of Commerce, and they do have a new executive director up there, Keith. And so he and I have, you know, continued to foster that working relationship between the two communities. And he called one day last week asking some information about vendors, and it's always so nice to have that support from other like businesses in the community. So I would really encourage people to get up there to Cloudcroft. I would definitely take a sweater. Keep in mind that it's usually about 20 degrees cooler up there than it is down here.
I can't
wait. And an umbrella. But the Mayfair event is always a wonderful event that is put on by the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce. And these events aren't easy to put on. And I would just encourage everyone to get out there and support our neighbors in the mountain and have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend.
And Keith, of course, is not new to the Otero County community. He owned Casa de Suena's restaurant Tularosa for several years. He recently sold that, retired from that business, sold it to his son. So his son's operating it right now. But I've talked to Keith several times on the phone since he took over there at the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce. And he is really moving forward with ideas.
You know, he really is. And you can see in their social media page and, you know, just the presence that they have on the internet right now, that he's breathing some new life into that organization, and that's always a good thing. So get up there and support him and the businesses and the vendors in Cloudcroft, and I know that they always have a big presence at our event. So get up there and support those guys. Bob, Sounds of Freedom was this last weekend. How I didn't make it was, I know you were out there.
We went by there a couple of times. Mike went by there as well and everything else. It was a pretty good event.
Good. That's great.
Looked like good attendance and everything else.
I hope they didn't get rained on too hard.
No, we lucked out there overall. Now, next Monday is Memorial Day, so Michelle, you'll be taking the morning off from the Up and Awake show, right?
I will.
Well, shoot.
So that means you get the day off too, Bob.
Oh, well. Wait a minute, Mike Durler, did you hear that?
Triple time.
Yeah, Mike says, we're going to take it off. All right, good enough. Michelle Gill, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll see you around town sometime this week.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Gill, interim executive director of our Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo. And 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.